With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting efforts continue by Trump White House official Peter Navarro to avoid a contempt sentence. Correspondent Norman Hall reports.
Trump White House official Peter Navarro appealed to the Supreme Court to allow him to stay out of prison as he appeals his contempt of Congress conviction. Navarro is due to report to a federal prison next week to serve a four-month sentence. An appeals court ruled that his appeal wasn't likely to overturn his conviction for refusing to cooperate with the congressional investigation into the January 6, 2021 attack on the U.S. Capitol. The emergency application comes as the Supreme Court separately prepares to hear arguments on whether Trump himself has presidential immunity from charges alleging he interfered in the 2020 election. Norman Hall, Washington.
There's been a shakeup in the prosecution team in Donald Trump's Georgia election interference case.
Following the revelation that Fulton County DA Fonnie Willis had a romantic relationship with Special Prosecutor Nathan Wade, the judge ordered either Willis or Wade to leave the case for it to move forward. Hours later, Willis offered his resignation. Fulton County Superior Court Judge Scott McAfee said the allegations against the two created an appearance of impropriety that infected the prosecution team. An attorney for Trump said the former president's team respects the court's decision. Greg Clugston, Washington.
In another case involving the former president, a judge has delayed Trump's hush money criminal trial in New York until mid-April after his lawyers said they needed more time to sift through new evidence. Judge Manuel Merchan agreed Friday to at least a 30-day postponement. The trial had been slated for March 25th. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 190 points, the NASDAQ dropped 155, the S&P lower by 33. This is SRN News. An NBA player used a recent media appearance to urge people to repent and believe in Jesus. 22-year-old Jaden Ivey of the Detroit Pistons shared his Christian faith when talking to reporters after a team victory.
First, I just want to say that Jesus is the way, the truth, the life. And to any of, you know, the world that's hearing this message, the kingdom of heaven is near. Jesus is coming back, and we all have to repent for our sins. And we have to put our faith in Jesus. He will come back when you least expect it. And, you know, it's time to wake up if you haven't put your faith in Jesus Christ.
The YouTube video of his post-game interview has been viewed more than 36,000 times. Clips of Ivy's comments have also been posted on Instagram and TikTok. Ivy was the fifth overall pick in the 2022 NBA draft. This is SRN News. With the April 8th total solar eclipse right around the corner, everyone's trying to make a few bucks.
Hotels and resorts along the Prime Path are bringing visitors in with special packages, while some big companies like Southwest and Delta are selling seats on eclipse viewing flights. Still, small businesses within the path of darkness appear to be leading the charge. Towns and shop owners have been planning for the eclipse and anticipating huge crowds. Jason Walker reporting.
The federal government on Friday designated an area of ocean off New England for the development of offshore wind in a move that generated cheers from environmentalists but questions from fishermen. The Bureau of Ocean Energy Management says the wind energy area is about 2 million acres off Maine, Massachusetts, and New Hampshire. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.